We've been looking at Asma' al-Husna, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with reference to ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel or Surah al-Isra, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qulid Allaha awid ar-Rahman, ayyamun tad'u falahul asma' al-Husna. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. Whichever you call upon, he has the best of names. We've also focused on the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when he said, تَخَلُّكُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we will look at the attribute al-ba'ithu, the resurrector, the one who raises. In Surah Al-Hajj, that surah number 22, Ayah 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. And because the hour is coming, there is no doubt about it. And because Allah shall raise up those who are in the grave. Let's look at another reference of ba'atha or raising. And that we will see in surah number 100, which is Suratul Adiyat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْكُبُورِ. Does he not know when what is in the graves is going to be raised? وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, and what is in the breasts is made apparent. So in essence, al-ba'ith is an attribute linguistically derived from ba'atha, which means stimulating an action, something stirring someone to act, sending someone somewhere, or simply waking up someone. It also means sending a soldier to war. Ba'ath means an army. It also means to bring life back to the dead. Now, in essence, the resurrector is Allah's quality of raising of the dead and revealing what is in the hearts of people. The raising of the dead can be called the final creation. It's a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise human beings from their graves and bring forward all the actions, thoughts and feelings that they encountered in their lifetime. So theoretically, this is what al-ba'ith is. You can imagine whatever we have made dead as well in our thoughts is raised again. Except that which He has forgiven with af. Human beings will die the way that they lived. They will be resurrected the way that they die. Whatever we plant here, we will reap in the hereafter. Knowledge of al-ba'ith is difficult because most of us know resurrection in terms of general suppositions and some sort of obscure imagination. Normally the furthest our minds go is imagining that death is equivalent to nothingness. Sometimes we consider resurrection another bringing of existence initiated after a period of nothingness. But we're mistaken in this view. We're mistaken in thinking that the second act of bringing into existence is like the first one. First of all, the thinking that death is nothingness is groundless. The grave is really a pit of the sum of the consequences of our action. And therefore it can be agitation in the pits of the fires of Jahannam, or it can be sukoon or peace in a garden from one of the gardens of Jannah. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about the dead, He says they're happy and not dead. For example, in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 169, He says, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتَ. Do not even think of those who are killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as dead. He says, بَلْ أَحْيَانَ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are alive and they're provided sustenance from their Rabb. فَرِهِينَ بِمَا عَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. They rejoice in what Allah has given them out of His grace. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They rejoice for the sake of those who they have left behind and who have not joined them, and they shall have no fear, neither shall they grieve. And we're either in that state or we're feeling in an alive and wretched state. It's for this reason that the Prophet ﷺ called out to the enemy who had died in the Battle of Badr, saying, "Certainly I have found the victory which my Rabb has promised me to be true. Have you found the punishment which your Rabb has promised you to be true?" And someone said, "Ya Rasulullah, how are you talking to people who have died?" And he said, "They hear me as clearly as you do. The difference is that they are unable to answer." So the first concept we've got to understand is death is not nothingness. The resurrection after death is not like birth. Neither are coming into this world and returning after death the only instances of resurrection. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفعينا بالخلق الأول بل هم في لبس من خلق جديد. Were we then worn out by the first creation? Yet are they in doubt with regard to a renewed creation. Within this life there are many deaths and many resurrections. How often has the nafs lost its control of the body and again regaining it? Even happens medically. People die and they're revived, they're resurrected. Within our body, cells are continually dying and new ones are being born. To deny something that we have not experienced, that we don't know is human nature. Now because in this life we have not experienced the hereafter, nor returning or being resurrected to a life after death, we tend to waver a bit. A child, an infant for example, who has not yet felt the heat of a burn, will refuse to believe that fire is hot. If he believes his mom and doesn't touch the fire, then he will be a happy and successful baby. To have faith in things we have not experienced and cannot understand is faith in the unseen and the key to bliss. And resurrection is one of those beliefs. The resurrector, to believe in him, is one of those beliefs. Remember Ubay bin Khalaf, who crushed decayed old bones between his fingers and threw them in the face of the Prophet ﷺ, and he said, "So you claim that your God will revive these rotten bones?" And the Prophet says, "Indeed, so he will recreate, resurrect you, so that he will put you in his fire." And that's when the ayat of Surah Yasin, that surah number 36, Ayah 78 and 79 were revealed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالُوا مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. And he strikes out a likeness for us and forgets his own creation. And he says, "Who will give life to the bones when they are rotten?" قُلْ سَيَا مُحَمَّدْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. He will give life to them who brought them into existence at first. And he is aware, he is the knower of all creation. So when you think of the resurrector, the theoethics is to know that he will bring us back to life on the day of judgment. To be sure about that. To know that we're going to die the way we lived. And to know that we're going to be revived the way we died. To know, and I repeat this, that what we sow here, we will reap in the hereafter. So psychoethically, what am I supposed to do? To choose the seeds of good deeds. To be able to till the ground with our efforts. To water the seeds with the tears of love and compassion. And warm the fields with the divine light reflected upon the mirror of our clean hearts. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ilm is like knowledge. Jahl, ignorance, is death. Whoever revives himself or herself from the death of ignorance into the life of knowledge, or whoever helps another to be reborn into knowledge from ignorance, will see the manifestation of al-ba'ithu and truly believe it. Socioethically, how does Abdul Ba'ith come through? It's one who's personality, whose egotism, whose lust, whose desires and love of the world have been killed. In other words, there's no artificial needs, whose heart is purified and revived into only thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has died before dying and able to revive through his knowledge and wisdom dead hearts too. It is recommended to recite Ya Ba'ithu when you feel you're getting drawn away from the real you, when you wish to change your state, have a paradigm shift, change towards being one who is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite this name often. Inshallah, you will develop a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone is wrongly accused, reciting Ya Ba'ithu 7,070 times, that 7070, inshallah, will make sure that there is najat, there is a safety for him, and the accusations will be dropped.